Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and you're listening to the Affair Recovery EMSO, EMS, and Library call today. And it's February 3rd, 2014. So we have two questions. Let's get on to our questions. Limerence. Rick, I read week two on EMSO and was particularly taken by how well you nailed my relationship with my affair partner. I feel like my type 2 affair, as you called it, is quite common. Anyway, I'm intrigued by the use of the term limerence, and I am beginning to wonder if my affair partner has a love addiction problem. I can't say that I understand either term fully, but I wonder if you could elaborate on this affair type. I've been able to unilaterally cease all contact, but I'm concerned about my ability to fend off attempted contact from her. So, thank you. What a great question. Limerence is a term that was coined by Dorothy Tolov, and I really think it explains that infatuation, that powerful draw. The difference between someone in a limerent relationship and someone with a love addiction in the short run is probably very little, because both are very obsessed with relationship. The problem with the love addict is they keep doing the same thing over and over and over. In other words, they need more and more of what doesn't work, because as you've experienced in the limerent relationship, it is probably the most powerful drug anyone can use. It just absolutely creates a rush. The same thing happens for the love addict, only they continue to go through relationship after relationship trying to get more and more of the same thing. They just live for that particular high. So, in a type 2 affair, it really doesn't make a lot of difference in the short run, whether it's limerence, whether it's love addiction. If she's truly a love addict, part of me wonders or would think that if you don't respond, she's more likely to go on and find somebody else to do the same thing with. And then after that, she'll find another, and she'll find another, and she'll find another. Part of, or something you might try, I had someone doing this weekend in a similar relationship, is write out a list of 40 things that your relationship ended up costing your affair partner. You'll find in week four, you're going to list out 40 things your you'll list out 40 things your affair cost your wife. But sometimes an inhibitor for someone wanting to recontact their affair partner is to just be honest about what the cost is, both to their wife and also what would the cost be to the affair partner. Because at this point, if you're feeding her addiction, if there really is a part of you that even has a concern for this person rather than a concern for how you feel, the last thing you want to do is continue harming her, because you're not going to do her any favor by responding to her reaching out to you. You're not her savior. You're not ultimately what's going to help her get better. In fact, you'll continue just to wreak havoc in the lives of people who care about you. I would hope that you'll be able to fend that off. I mean, expect that she is going to contact you. What I would also do is make a list of 10 what ifs. What if she contacts me this way, then I will do this. What if she contacts me this way, then I will do this. What if she contacts me this way, then I will do this. By planning your responses on the front end, you'll also find it's easier. Finally, there is a series called about breaking off a relationship in the AR library. I can't think of the title right now, but if you'll go search the library for ending an affair. You'll find a lot of material on that. I think it's Shut the Door, Throw Away the Key. There's several titles like that. You might read those. There may be other ideas that can help you with how you're going to respond when that happens. But at this point, she doesn't need more communication from you. What she needs is ultimately, if she's a love addict, to hit bottom. So don't cost her any more by continuing to let her be in something that's destructive for her and continuing something that's damaging to your family and to your marriage, your kids, and the people that love you. Next question, contacting the affair partner. Is there ever an appropriate time or situation to contact the affair partner and say, back off? Revelation of the affair was 1 year ago. Since then, my husband has had multiple relapses. Finally, as of 2 months ago, he made the call that ended it for good. I'm trying to believe him, but have my suspicions he's occasionally in contact with her. Publicly, she just seems very okay and not scorned. Sad lover. She is supposed to be. She tweets him and most recently sent a gift to my husband for my one-year-old's birthday. My husband brought it home, lied, and said it was from his client. Had a gut feeling, and with a little sleuthing, I discovered the truth, though he claims he didn't see her and that the gift exchange occurred through mutual acquaintances. What would be the harm in calling and telling her to back off? I'm not looking to chew her out, but I'm so frustrated. I feel like I'm not sticking up for myself and my family. She is a blatant threat to my family. Should I defend us? I guess there's a part of me that wonders how appropriate or how effective it's going to be if you tell her to back off. At that point, I would almost feel like she would take that as if she won. I guess there's another thought is, why would you gratify her hostility by acting as if you've been gotten by her? I don't think you want to do that. I hate what she's doing, and I agree. I mean, she's being very intrusive. But the person that has to set that boundary with her in the long run is going to be your husband. I don't know if the two of you have done EMS or if he's EMSO or if he's done Hope for Healing. But I'll tell you, in a situation where someone's having trouble breaking off with an affair partner, Hope for Healing is generally a very effective tool simply because it allows that person to stay in constant contact with others who are going to be encouraging him and usually begins to create a barrier or helping them get free. In addition, there is a series that would be useful for him if he would read it about shutting the door on an affair. I don't know. He may have already gone through those articles, but those would certainly be a good use of his time. And individual therapy might be good to help him. I was actually meeting this past week with a man for several hours. I think we probably in 3 or 4 days met for 8 or 9 hours. But what we were working on was taking away his urge in some ways to contact the affair partner and looking at what the expense and cost of that was going to be. For not only his family, but if he really cared about her, for her. Because in many ways, he was keeping her trapped in something unhealthy for her, too. That may not be something you're interested in hearing, but ultimately, he's got to have many motivations for also cutting this thing off. And it really will be a definitive message on his part to close it down. At one point, it can be, honestly, a little heady if someone continues to contact you after you've told them not to. It almost makes it more poignant, more powerful, because, gosh, they must really love you to continue to pursue you when you said not to. On the other hand, she needs to back off, and he needs to not even be looking for that anymore. And certainly the piece with the gift, as far as I'm concerned, is very inappropriate, and he needs to basically extricate himself from her, because you can't stay close to the fire. I call this almost like you're just staying as you're getting as close to the fire as you possibly can without falling into it. You're not going to get free that way. To get somebody out of your head after you've been in a limerent relationship, you ultimately have to eliminate the things that would cause you to think about them, so that your mind begins to create new pathways to go down. And that's why Hope for Healing or other courses like that, or even 12-step work, is very helpful in that situation. So I wouldn't recommend contacting her yourself. The other disadvantage to contacting her could potentially be that she will use that as a way to create another excuse to contact him and say, tell your wife to leave me alone, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, just don't do the contact, but at least check out those resources, see if that'll help. And if you have other questions, please let me know. So that's the end of our questions today. Those are great questions today, by the way. It's interesting how they come in and they're the same in some ways, both about breaking off affairs. That being said, I hope everybody has a good week, and I look forward to talking to you guys next week to Healing.